May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, so what are we doing? M4 division about to kick off. The rundown from top to bottom: Fitz, M2, Kings, M2, Jesus, M3, Keys, M3, St. Cat's, M3, Downing, M3, Darwin, M2, Wolfson, M2, Selwyn, M3, Corpus, M2, Homerton, M2, St. Ed's, M2, Christ's, M3, Hughes Hall, M2, Trinity Hall, M3, First and Thirds, M4, and Magdalen, M3, and then your delicious filling between two bits of soft bread at the back is Jesus, M4. The sandwich boat, by the way, in case you didn't get the metaphor. Our usual team, we've got Becker up at the starting station, at the first post. Beth is at Grassy. Jack is at Ditton. We've had the 4-minute cannon, but no 1-minute cannon. Now, I'm no expert. I'm not a physicist, but I don't think we've gone through a time warp well. Becca, what's happening at the starting stations?
There doesn't seem to be any hold-up. The crews are lining up, so we've got Fitzwilliam M2 at the start, so they're going to be looking to row over and maybe make it into the M3 division. And then we've got King's M2, who had a row over yesterday, who again will be looking to bump it. Maybe try and roast a sandwich boat in their next division. And then I think that it sounds like the 1-minute gun is going to be going off pretty soon. Then we had quite a few bumps yesterday, so we'll have lots of crews looking to row go up further. On the row down, I think I noticed in the Trinity Hall M3 boat that we had Rowan Lawson stroking. So those who don't know, he rowed Goldie a few years ago. So that's quite interesting having him in one of these divisions. So we're just waiting for the 1-minute gun to go off before the crews can push off. I think we're just waiting again for the 1-minute gun. It seems to have been at least 3 minutes since the 4-minute gun had gone. We seem to be making up a bit of time that we lost in the last division with the horse running down the towpath. So we're only actually about 5 minutes behind at the moment, which is really good. Mike, you got anything else to add?
Yeah, I'm just watching a couple of ducks. They've come over to me because they think I'm going to feed them. I was actually halfway through my lunch before the 4-minute cannon went. I was a bit surprised it went so soon. And I had to put down my delicious tuna pasta and run to the riverside. Ah, there's the 1-minute cannon. So we are catching up then. Interestingly, Downing M3 are rowing. Now, if you have a look at the towpath, if you come down here later on, you'll notice that there's lots of magenta posts. And that's because when Downing took the headship in in Lent, they decided, the head of the captain decided to go around painting all the posts, which he then got deemed for. So if you see some badly, drunkenly painted magenta posts, that's the fault of the Downing crew. It's not quite on par with painting a whole bridge, but there we are. All right, so we're almost ready to rock. Becca, at starting stations, what's happening?
So the crews are just pushing off. There's about 20 so seconds until the start gun is going to go. I think some crews are just calling 10 seconds now. So the crews are sitting forward and squaring up. They're ready to start do their starts. So we're just waiting for the gun to go off in about 5. And that's the gun there. So they're pushing through now. So the Fitz are making a headway at the front. So I've just got Jesus M3 coming past me, who look like, even in this start, that they're taking a few seats out of King's M2 and moving up. Now we've got Keys M3 coming past. I take the bout on station with Jesus at this stage. And then behind Keys, we've got St. Catherine's M3. So I'd say they're about a length and a quarter off Keys M3. So it could be quite interesting a bit further down the course between these. Now we've got Downing M3, who's quite a long way off St. Cat's. And then we've got Darwin M3, probably about half a length off Downing M3. So Downing M3 are pushing on. Darwin's giving it a big push. I say Darwin M2 now about canvas off. I reckon this is going to happen by the time they get to the corner. Now I've got Wilson M2 coming past. There's a big gap either side of them. And then Selwyn M3. Selwyn M3 have just conceded. Selwyn M3 has been bumped by Corpus M2. These two crews are clearing. Selwyn M3 bumped by Corpus M2. Now next coming through, we've got Homerton M2 coming through. So then I'd say that they're probably pulled about half a length away. They're probably two lengths or so away from St. Ed. So we've got St. Ed coming through. And then behind St. Ed, we've got Christ M3. So there's a big gap between St. Ed and Christ M3. And then Hughes Hall look like they're pretty much overlapping with Christ M3. Hughes Hall M2 overlapping with Christ M3. I reckon there's going to be a bump in the next five or so straight to Pastor Cox. Pastor Cox. Hughes Hall 2 have bumped Christ M3. Hughes Hall 2 bumped Christ M3. I can see Cruz clearing further up the course.
To Beth.
So I can't quite see. There's some Cruz under the under the motorway bridge pulling in. I think Tit Hall is pulling in, but there's been nothing.
Beth.
Hughes Hall M2 and Christ M3.
To Beth.
So we're not sure about Hall M3, first and third M4, Magdalen M3, and the sandwich boat. It looks like there may well have been possibly two bumps. I can see three crews pulling in. Mike, has there been any more action up at first post?
Let's go to Beth. Stuff's happening at Grassy Beth.
Mike, can you see?
Okay, I've had a lot happening up here at Grassy. We have had Fitzwilliam M2 being bumped by Kings onto the corner. I've just had Jesus coming past Keys, making up a lot of ground on them. I think Keys might be in with it, but then a boat length behind them, we've got St. Cat's M3, so it looks like there could be another bump coming up. Those three boats are really hotly pursuing each other, but the big action we've had down here at Grassy so far has been King's M2 bumping up on Fitzwilliam M2. Anything happening where you are, Mike?
No, we've just seen the last cruise very past, actually. Let's stay with the head of the division. We've got quite a lot of things happening between the Fitzwilliam M2 and the King's M2 boats, who bumped out on Grassy, and then the next bump down is Thelwyn M3 bumped by Corpus M2 higher up the river. So, keep an eye on that. Jack, are you seeing any boats? Jack?
Yeah, just, thanks, Mike. Just coming into the gradient of Ditton Corner is the Jesus M3 boat. Now at the head of the pack, obviously, as King's M2 bumped up on Fitz M2, they're looking very strong there. There's clear water between them and Keys M3 now. I know Beth said at first post that they were gaining. I'd say there's about three or four lengths. Jesus just coming out of Ditton Corner as Keys come into it. And just bringing up behind them is St. Cat's M3. And they're taking a better line on the inside of the corner. They're taking, by the looks of things, Keys M3 going slightly wide. And St. Cat's M3 with their very loud support pack are coming onto the inside. So potentially, as we go into the long reach, they may be able to make up some ground on Keys M3. Mike, back to you. Has anything happened further down?
So everybody lower down is either bumped or they've gone past me at the moment. The bumps that we know of so far, Fitzwilliam M2 bumped by King's M2, Selwyn M3 bumped by Corpus M2, Christ M3 bumped by Hughes Hall M2. Becca, just recap, what did you see at the start? No sign of Becca then. Beth, have you seen the last few crews row past, Beth?
Yes, thank you, Mike. All the crews have rowed past me now. The only two left down here are Fitzwilliam and King, who obviously King's very pleased with themselves. Fitzwilliam less impressed, but there's just clear water now. Anything happening where you are, Jack?
To Jack, yes. There is a bit of excitement here. As there's a bit of overlap here between what looks like Hughes. No, that can't be right. I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. Hughes Hall M2, but I thought they had been bumped further up the river. There's definitely a pursuit. I think it may be Homerton M2 being pursued by St. Ed's M2. But again, we're going to have to get back to you. There's definitely some overlap, though, and a bump is imminent. The whistle is going, as they go off into the straight, they're sort of going off into the distance. I'm pretty sure, certain that's going to be a bump. And I think it was Homerton M2 and St. Ed's M2. Beth, just as a reminder, what were the bumps at the back of the pack? Are there any so far, or are they all coming through?
The only bumps that I can confirm are Fitzwilliam and Kings and Corpus and Selwyn. So far, okay, so the two boats who bumped on Grassy are just moving past me, and I can start to see the other boats coming round the corner. I can't quite tell who they are at the moment. I think that I can see Downing M3 just starting to come around the corner. I can't tell from this distance whether they have foliage, so I imagine that the bump that Becca suggested earlier happened because I can see Downing and Darwin coming through. But Becca, can you confirm, have there been any more bumps?
I saw the Darwin M2, Downing M3, Corpus M2, Selwyn M3, and Hugh M2 on cruise. I've just seen a Magdalen and Judith crew going by. I can see this. Did you bump up? So Judith has got a technical row over. I think this is probably, I can see first and third with some foliage. So this looks like first and third M4 bumped up on Trinity Hall M3. And as Jesus has got a technical row over, I saw Magdalen M3 rowing through as well without any foliage. So I assume there was a foliage clear and that both these two crews at the bottom of the division got technical row overs. I think that's all that there is at the bottom of this division.
Mike, to Mike. Okay, so
yeah,
what we know
confirm,
so far
yeah,
then is Fitzwilliam M2 bumped by Kings M2. Jack? Go on, Jack.
Sorry, Mike. Yeah, sorry, Mike, yeah. Just to confirm on Ditton Corner now, yeah, it's all quiet. The boats have all finished now, so we'll bring the results as soon as we can. Sorry, Mike, back to you as you were doing a roundup.
Yeah, so what we've seen so far, I've just seen the Downing M3 boat row past, and now this is a sort of a beer boat. They seem to have been given each other names, and they've printed them on the back of their T-shirts. I've made a note of them. I think there's a chap called Missing, Lulu Warrior is another one, and there's one called Daddy. There's Pitbull, President, some guy who couldn't afford a bit of branded stash, so he's just got a number 20 top on. Someone who I think is called Shapeless, then there's Rimmer, and then the cox is Hooch. They were bumped by Darwin M2, so beer boat going down in style. So anyway, Fitz bumped by Kings M2, Jesus M3, Keys and St. Cat's M3, I'm not sure about, sorry guys. Downing M3 bumped by Darwin M2, Wolfson M2 rowing over, Selwyn M3 bumped by Corpus M2, Homerton M2 bumped by St. Ed's M2 right down at the far end of the course on the long reach, Christ M3 bumped by Hughes Hall M2, sorry, Trinity Hall M3 bumped by first and thirds M4. There was some carnage or failure to clear or whatever, which meant that Magdalen M3 and Jesus M4 at the back were awarded technical rowovers. So we don't know about three of the boats. I think we'll hand back to the studio and we'll get a results update in 5 to 10 minutes' time.
Thanks, Mike. It's a lot of action in that M4 race.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
M4, who have just raced, is an exciting race. Kings M2 bumped up on Fitz M2 to start with. Jesus M3, Keys M3 and St. Cat's M3 all rode over. Downing M3 were bumped by Darwin M2, and then Wolfson M2 rode over. Selwyn M3 bumped by Corpus Christi M2. Homerton M2 and St. Ed's M2, as they were going into the long reach, very close, as overlap. They bumped, St. Ed's bumped Homerton. And then Christ M3 were bumped by Hughes Hall M2 earlier on in the race. Trinity Hall M3 bumped by first, third M4. And then that caused a technical row over for Magdalen M3 and Jesus M4, the sandwich boat, because they got too close to the bump when first and thirds got Trinity Hall M3. So it was a bit chaotic at the start. But overall, an exciting race, plenty of bumps to report. Back to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Well, that's an interesting race. And we're gearing up now for the next one, which starts at 4 o'clock. And I believe it's the M3. W3.